A new ballet that imagines the story of Shakespeare's love interest is having its world premiere in Nashville this weekend. It features the work of a poet, composer, and dancer who don't always see themselves reflected in classical ballet. Colleen Phelps from our sister station 91 Classical has the story.
Caroline Randall Williams is a Shakespeare scholar and a poet herself.
My exeat saith that if black Luce, alias Batham, alias Luce Bainham, alias Lucy Negro, might have been Shakespeare's dark lady, then she is indeed the dark lady and is me also. My exeat saith that I will dig and root about...
Williams had read about the theory that the dark lady of sonnets 127 through 154 might be known Elizabethan brothel owner Black Lucy. That was a revelation.
She opens up the conversation to allow all of us to feel included in a classical space, in a Shakespeare space. So Lucy is this historical figure, but she's also an idea and an act of inclusivity and will.
Williams' poetry collection, Lucy Negro Redux, tells the love story of Lucy and Shakespeare. Paul Vasterling approached Williams about turning the book into a ballet, and her first choice of composer was MacArthur fellow Rhiannon Giddens, who agreed to co-compose the music in collaboration with early music expert Francesco Tarisi.
This project came along at kind of a crossroads for me artistically, and I met Francesco and we started working together musically, and what we each represent is basically what the two main strands of the Lucy music represents.
Giddens brings classical training along with a background in roots music and overlays it with Tarisi's 16th century ground bass. And the result, a passamento antico with a fiddle tune on top, shows just how much these two styles share. Lucy's story spoke to Giddens' knack for relating the historic to the contemporary.
Lucy represents, you know, the regular old black person living in London in 16 whatever. We've been mixed, you know, for a long time.
With the physical Lucy being brought to life by Kayla Rouser of Nashville Ballet.
The idea is that Caroline is Lucy, who is me, and so is Rhiannon. So it's sort of like a trifecta of women who all represent this historical character.
Kayla Rouser has been dancing with Nashville Ballet since 2007, most recently taking on lead roles in iconic ballets like Swan Lake and The Nutcracker. But with Lucy Negro Redux, she describes her role as both groundbreaking and deeply personal.
I don't think there's been a character throughout many ballets at all that I can think of that is actually a black woman. I was very excited to be able to just step into the studio, and the first thing that is required of me is absolutely who I am.
All together on stage for the piece, Williams, Giddens, and Rouser have been able to explore all the facets of Lucy's story. Love, sex, and power.
Beauty herself is black after all. My exeat saith that her black wires are where the world began, and all of it pouring out from atwixt her thighs, enough to make any man write that harder. Hallelujah. Exhibit A.
This moment in the ballet reveals Lucy's world as a brothel owner alongside the love triangle around which the story revolves. Lucy dances with both Shakespeare and a character in his earlier sonnets known as the Fair Youth, moving particularly in a way where she's not manipulated by the men, unlike in so many other ballets. Rouser, as Lucy, controls her space. Here's Williams.
If we think about her in the context of Elizabethan England, how involuntary so many unions were and how commerce-based so many sexual interactions were in that time, her choice to claim some kind of power in a system like that has to be an empowered one.
Giddens brings this theme home with a reworking of Purchaser's Option, a song from her album Freedom Highway.
Behind the cry in the night.
Take my body, you can take my bones, take my blood, but not my soul. Take my body.
Everything that Lucy Negro is, the color of her skin, her playfulness, her pain, and her power, are what Rouser says she hopes both moves and challenges audiences.
So take my body, you can take my bones, take my blood, but not my soul.
The Dark Lady is a woman of strength. It's a character that very explicitly does not look like, you know, maybe most of our audience members. But I hope that that will get new audience members in the door, and I hope that our current audience members will still love and support and encourage works that require something different.
And like the three stars of Lucy Negro Redux, they might see something of themselves in a woman loved by Shakespeare 400 years ago. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.
The Nashville Ballet is performing Lucy Negro Redux February 8th through 10th, and you can hear an extended interview with Rhiannon Giddens and Caroline Randall Williams on our show Live in Studio C. Find it at 91classical.org.